This is a recording of a live interview on the Safe and Well show with Mark Norman on Radio St Austell Bay, Community Radio, RSAB 105.6 FM or rsab.org on the internet. The Listen Again facility is available for 7 days after the show is broadcast, and the Safe and Well show goes out every Friday between 1 and 4pm. Today we're very, very pleased to welcome Kevin Simpson from Outlook Southwest. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Mark.
How the devil are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you. All the better for hearing that Charles Trenet.
Yes, it's say one of those songs. We're going to be talking about a fairly sad subject, I guess, in a way. And it's nice to know that you can still listen to music and still have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Outlook Southwest then, Kevin. Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, Outlook Southwest, probably a lot of people in St Austell will know this company by now, but we've been going for probably over about 10 years, and we provide psychological therapies for the population of Cornwall. And so for people that have got problems with stress, anxiety, depression, or life is really taking a bad turn, and you feel that you need some help, you need somebody to be able to sort of work with in trying to turn things around, then we're providing the therapies. And we're based in all of the GP practices in Cornwall. We've also got a base on East Hill in St Austell, where we can also see people. So basically providing psychological therapies.
Okay, so that's quite a long word. It's psychological therapies. That sounds almost as though you've got to be sort of psychologically damaged before you can have therapy. Sort of, what does that actually mean to the layman?
Well, yes, I'm not really happy about the word psychological therapies, but it's almost like an umbrella word that covers a lot of different types of things. So some of the work, it all depends on what the type of problem is and what people are choosing, what they're looking for.
So have a think. So I come along feeling sort of a bit anxious and a bit frightened about things. I wasn't normally feeling that way, and the doctor says, oh, we're going to need some psychological therapy, and you think, oh, that must mean I'm mentally ill and I'm damaged in some way. What might be on offer then?
Well, it's certainly not going to mean that you're damaged in any way or that there's anything particularly wrong. In fact, an enormous amount of the population, you know, about half at any one point in time in their life, will experience some sort of psychological problem or distress. So it certainly doesn't mean to say that you're unusual. And what would happen if you came to see one of our therapists is that they would really encourage you to talk about what got you to this place where you're feeling stressed or anxious, and try to identify what it is that's caused it, what's brought it about, and from that understanding to try and build up a picture of what caused it and also what might be keeping it going. And after that, hopefully, we'll be able to sort of work with you to sort of put together a plan of action to try and see what you can do to make things better.
That sounds really good and positive and a sort of a hopeful outlook.
Well, it is a hopeful outlook, and you know, obviously not everybody benefits from this, but we do quite well in that we measure people's progress throughout the whole thing. And what we know is that sort of more than half the people that go through our system will actually come out the other end feeling that was great, that was all that I needed, I don't need anything more, and that their recovery is really good. There are all out of the other half, then there are a lot of those people that will say, well, maybe I'm not completely better, but I'm feeling a lot better than I was, so they've actually improved. You know, so we do look for quite good outcomes.
Jolly good. That sounds really interesting. So you say the service at East Hill. How would I access it?
Okay, well, it depends which doctor surgery you're at as to where you're actually seen, because you could be seen at East Hill, you could be seen at your doctor surgery. We have therapists at all of the surgeries. There are basically two routes into the service. You can either go to your doctor and say, I really would like some help with this, and the doctor will offer you a choice of providers, but we will be one of them. And he will make a referral to us, so then we would contact you. Now, the second route is where we give you a telephone number, and I could do that now.
If you would.
It's 01208 871 905. I'll repeat that again later. But basically, if you ring that number, then we can arrange for you to be assessed as soon as we can, and we'll see what we can offer. Okay.
Okay, so would the first sort of contact be by telephone?
Whichever. You can either get referred by your GP or you can ring in. And if you ring in, we will take down some details, we'll register you into the service. It's a free service. It's provided as part of the NHS. And from there, we will arrange for somebody to talk to you along the lines that I just talked about before, to really try and understand what it is that's happening, and also to make a decision with you, a choice with you, about what we can provide to help you move forward.
That sounds really good. So we're going to play a little bit of music now and then go into an advert break. So if we come back, could we talk a little bit about depression, signs and symptoms and the like?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Look forward to that. This is a recording of a live interview on the Safe and Well Show with Mark Norman on Radio St Austell Bay, Community Radio, RSAB 105.6 FM or rsab.org on the internet. The Listen Again facility is available for 7 days after the show is broadcast, and the Safe and Well Show goes out every Friday between 1 and 4 p.m.